All right, research hypotheses. You've got to separate research hypotheses for main effects from research hypotheses for interactions. Basically, research hypotheses for main effects will only involve one IV. Somebody might stumble around and not articulate well, but it's all about the relationship between one IV and the DV. You know it's a main effect hypothesis. Research hypotheses for interactions usually plain old take more words. You know, if you can't pick the answer that's C, then you pick the answer with the most words in it. That's the second most likely to be the right answer. That's one of the ways to tell if it's an interaction. Because in order to articulate that interaction, I have to articulate different differences. I got to get two differences in one place and say how they're different. And usually that's enough words to give you a clue. And so what I want to do is show you the three ways of deciding the most important part of analyzing an interaction. Which set of simple effects do I use to describe the pattern of the interaction to test the research hypothesis about the interaction? One is the notion that it's explicit. Here is a very nicely written state. Easy tasks. Okay, we're talking about just easy tasks. Will be performed equally well using paper or computer. So here we have paper versus computer, which is one IV in one condition of the other IV. And again, don't read the whole sentence. Read to the first punctuation and see if there isn't a place to put a pointy. Because something happens when you've got two pointies in your head at the same time. Things go badly. However, but, therefore, something that grabs a person's attention, hard tasks, now we're just talking about hard tasks, will be performed better using computer than paper. So we are going to go after the simple effect of task presentation for each task difficulty. A lot of the times, our factorial design is built up from earlier study. Here's the first study, where we found the computer does better than lecture. And here's what we're going to do next. Before, it was about stats. Now we want to look at stats and writing. Part of this study is a replication. We're going to want to look at the replication. The replication is the simple effect of the old variable for one condition of the new variable. The condition that used to be a constant that is now one of two conditions. So that's going to be our replication. And so we're going to want to look at the simple effect of type of instruction for each topic. We've mentioned a couple of times that the most common interaction pattern is simple effects in the same direction of different size. And when that happens, you often see people blending a main effect hypothesis with an interaction hypothesis. So here it says group therapy tends to work better than individual therapy. That's an unconditional statement, so it's about marginal means and a main effect. Although this effect is larger for one kind than another, now that part, in very few words, is talking about different differences and is about the interaction.